We continue Beis Hashem Yisbarach discussing the different Ma'amar Chazal that we learn here in the Gemara and Daf Yotes and the Masechta Avodah Zarah about one, how one is supposed to learn. The Gemara and Daf Yotes Amin Aleph teaches us Amle Rav Chizda L'Rabbonim. Rav Chizda told Rabbonim, Be'ina De'em L'chum Elso, I want to tell you something. I'm concerned that after I tell you what I'm going to tell you now, you're all going to leave my shir. But I'm going to say it anyway. And he says, if somebody learns Torah only from one Rebbe, he won't see Simon Bracha. And the Gemara says, indeed, after he said that, Shefkua, they all left him. They went to the yeshiva, Vazla Kameh the Rava. And they all went to the yeshiva of Rava. So he told them, Amaluhu, he told them, Hani Mili Svara. What I meant that you should have more than one Rebbe is when it comes to learning Lomdus, Aval Gemara, when it comes to learning Gemara, Mirav Ech Adav. It's actually preferable to learn from Rebbe. Kigayecha de Lailifik Lishne. In other words, they used to learn Torah of Shabbat Peh, and every Rebbe had his own Girsa in the Gemara. And if you're going to learn from many Rebbeim, you may get confused. So I saw a beautiful explanation from the Papa Rav Zitzal in this Gemara. He says, in Klal Yisrael, there are many different Minhagim. There are different people, there are different communities with different minhagim, and unfortunately, it's all too common that people think that only my minig is the right minig, only my way is the right way. Any other way is not the correct way. Came Rav Chizda, and he told them that if somebody comes to want to learn Torah, want to do mitzvahs, he shouldn't take the attitude that only my way is the right way. Somebody who thinks that only my Rebbe's way is the right way and any other way is not the right way, ain't a royal siman bracha, cannot see a siman bracha that way. And therefore, you have to recognize that all the ways of serving Hashem are correct. When the Talmidim heard Rav Chizda say that, they thought what he meant was that they should go indeed to these other Rabbeim to learn. So, to which Amaluhu, to which he said, I didn't mean that you should go to other Rabbeim. That's not what I meant. What I meant is you should follow your minig. You should follow your minhagim. You should learn by your Rebbe. What I meant to say was, however, that you should show respect to every other way of serving Hashem. The Gemara continues on that through test of faith by teaching us Loilam Yashlus Odom Shnaisov, a person should divide his days, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, v'shlish b'talmud. That a person should divide his days in three to learn chumash, mishnayis, and gemara. So gemara asks, mi yodika mechai, does a person know how long he's going to live, that he should know he should divide his life into three parts? Answers the gemara, Ki Kamrina Biyon. What I meant was days. So before we go further, it's very interesting to point out that the Yavetz and the Shalos Atshuvos, Shalos Yavetz, Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph, discusses that when one is learning Gemara, should he say Psuk, and he says Psukim, and the Shem Hashem appears in those psukim. So Yaivet says that he quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi, that when one is quoting psukim when he's learning Gemara, he should say the entire pasuk, even with the Shem Hashem. But as we're going to learn in a moment, Rabbeinu Tam teaches us that when we learn Gemara, Tam Abadli, we're being Yotza, also the obligation to learn Mikra. Says the Yaivet, in order to be considered that you properly learned Mikra, it means you need to learn the whole pasuk. But if you're going to learn the pasuk and not say the Shem Hashem, then you're not really learning the pasuk the way you're supposed to learn the pasuk. And therefore, he says, that's the minig. He says the proper minig is, which many people don't have actually, is to learn the whole pasuk. So the Gemara said, how do you fulfill Yashlish B'yoyim? So Rashi says, what that means is, divide the week. 2 days, Sunday, Monday, learn Chumash. Monday, Tuesday, learn Mishnayis. Again, Sunday, Monday, learn Chumash. Tuesday, Wednesday, learn Mishnayis. Thursday, Friday, learn Gemara. And on Shabbos, review what you learned. Tosfos, however, says that that approach of Rashi doesn't resolve the Gemara's question. Because unfortunately, we don't know what day of the week a person is going to pass away. And therefore, Tosfos says, what the Gemara means here is that every day divide into three. A third of the day learn Chumash, Tanakh, a third of the day learn Mishnayis, and a third of the day learn Gemara. And in fact, that's what Tosfos says. We know is the basis for the minig that when we say Kabbonis before davening, we say the Parashas HaTamid, which is Chumash. We say the Mishnah of Ezu Mekamam, which is Mishnayis. And we say the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which is Gemara. So we fulfilled Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. But then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, because we know that most people who learn don't spend their day learning that way. So the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says, we learn Talmud Bavli, and in the Talmud Bavli there are psukim, there's Tanakh, there's Mishnayis, and there's obviously Gemara, and that's why it's called Talmud Bavli. The reason it's called Talmud Bavli is because it's bold. It has all of these things together. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halach Yud Aleph, says, Chayev Odom L'shalish Zman Limudai, Ketzad, Im Hayibal Umnes Amischer. If a person has a job, Vaisik Malach Ben Sasa Shloy Shosh B'yoyim, says he works 3 hours a day, Ubetayra, and he learns Teisha Shos, and he learns 9 hours. Kar B'Shalosh B'Yom Tarish B'Ksav, 3 of those hours he should learn Tanakh. B'Shalosh Yom Tarish B'Peh, 3 hours he should learn Tarish B'Peh. B'Shalosh, and another 3 hours, Yovin V'Yaskel Achris Dovrim M'Reshoysoi, he should learn Lomdus, Lilma Dovrim M'Toich Dovr, Ad She'yeda Heich Dinei HaMitzvahs, he should know how to do the mitzvahs, and had a paskin shaila. And actually, so is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simon Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalad. The Prisha and the Shach say Yesh Balabatim, that they're Balabatim, that learn every day Talmud with Rashi and Tosfos, and they don't learn Halacha. And they say Avanira Sheikah Lilma B'Sifrei Paiskim. Do you have to know Halacha? Then Yotzim Yedei Chovis Talmud Torah, and you don't fulfill your obligation of learning Torah, but Limud Gemara Rashi V'Tosfos, just by learning Rashi and Tosfos. And they continue saying, and that's what the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Ches means, Kol Hashoyin Halachas B'Chol Yoyin, Muftach Lo Yishuben Olam Haba. What does Shoyin Halachas mean? Those that learn Halacha,
They know halacha. And they continue saying, a balabas that doesn't have time to learn more than 3 or 4 hours a day should not spend his time just learning Gemara. He has to learn halacha. And the Yavetz, Rabbi Yonis and Eichips, and the Save for Yaros Devash, says, Komish Lalomen Hilchus Shabbos, if somebody doesn't learn Hilchus Shabbos, Aburyam clearly, Pamayim Vishalish, 2 and 3 times, La Yuchali Molait Ma'avoy Chal Shabbos. He can't avoid Chas Vishalim being Chal Shabbos, Hema Deraisa, Vehema Derabonim. And in the Sefer Derech Chaim, he brings down, V'alzeh Yedavu Kol Adovim. Everybody should be upset. Shekamu Meflogim B'Torah. You have people who are Talmid Chachamim. Oiskim B'Pilpul U'B'Charifus HaTalmid. V'ilu B'Chilcha Shabbos Enim B'Kim B'Klal U'Bo'am U'Dei Sofichil Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Nun Hei Sif Kotten Gimel quotes the Shach, the Balbatim that only have a short amount of time to learn, have to learn halacha, and they're not yoytze mitzvahs Talmud Torah just by learning halacha, just by learning Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'oseg b'Torah, so whoever learns Torah, nechasov machnisim lo." So the Einei Shmuel explains why. So he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Beya Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara in Masechta Beya says, "B'nei Man Nitna Torah La'am Yisrael." Why was Torah given to Klal Yisrael? "Neishim Azim Mishar Umis." So he explains what is that the Gemara means. That the Gemara means to say that Klal Yisrael could have in them Midas Azis being stubborn. And when somebody learns Torah, that's how those bad midas that Chas V'Sholem may be in a person are broken. He says, but there's another way there's a person could become broken and have proper midas. That's with Anias, with poverty. Says the Gemara, says the Einei Shmuel. There are two ways how a person... how Kadosh Baruch Hu could make that a person should have midas. That one way is through Anias Chas V'Sholem, through poverty, and the other way is through learning Torah. So if you learn Torah, so you won't need to have Anias to become a Baal Midas. The Torah will make you into Baal Midas. And therefore, you could have money. And therefore, nechasa matzlichim loy. Another pshat that I saw is that if a person learns Torah, so he knows what to do with his money, because he's learning Torah. The Torah shows him what to do with his money. Since the Torah shows him what to do with his money, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give him money. Because there's nothing to worry about that he's going to use his money for improper purposes. He's a person who learns Torah, and the Torah teaches him how to live and how to behave. If, however, he doesn't learn Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be reluctant, kaviyachol, to give him money because he's not a person that learns and knows what to do with his finances. If you learn Torah, then nachasa matzlichim loy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you shefa bracha v'atzlacha, because he knows that you are a person that is deserving of that atzlacha and will know what to do with that atzlacha.